Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Palace Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, we're going to take a look back at running backs this season. Matt Forte, highest rushing yards, highest yards from scrimmage. In fact, no Bears player has ever achieved what he did except for Walter Payton. How would you assess how Matt Forte performed this year?
Well, you know, again, Mark Trestman talked about one weapon you needed to get his offense working, and it did start with the running back position. And it's because of Matt Forte's versatility and his abilities to go beyond the line of scrimmage. He can line up in the backfield. He can line up wide in the backfield. He can line up on the line of scrimmage, and everywhere he's a threat. And then when the other team wants to come up and show a big, aggressive blitz with linebackers, Matt can step up to that challenge. And I think that's the key ingredient. You have to have a running back that's multidimensional. And that's the great thing about Matt Forte and the running backs behind him, whether it be Michael Bush or Michael Ford. They have a great example to live up to because I think Mark Trestman and the running backs are expected to do everything, not be one-dimensional.
Since Matt Forte got here in 2008, he's been incredibly productive. In fact, he's the second all-time leading rusher in Bears history now, behind only Walter Payton. Looking back just at his entire career, what would you say are his greatest strengths? You mentioned that he's multidimensional, but what are his greatest strengths as a running back?
You know, it's be able to incorporate his game so he can go out there and be a weapon. He's, like I said, if you're one-dimensional, they know exactly how to attack you from the line of scrimmage. So if they want to go through their cadence and put Matt out there as a wide receiver, he's a weapon at the line of scrimmage against any linebacker. But again, his ability to stay on the field for first, second, and third down. Again, you don't have the ability to anticipate if he's on the field and you put a package to take him out of the game. And again, that's the good thing about Matt Forte is his versatility to be able to use in every package and not having to come off the field.
A lot of things you just said remind me of Neil Anderson, and I think there's a comparison there. Matt Forte's bigger, runs more upright than Neil Anderson, but in terms of their speed, their quickness, their ability to catch passes, I see a comparison there. You played with Neil Anderson. What do you think about that comparison?
Yeah, that is a good comparison because Neil was very versatile, too, beyond the line of scrimmage. And if you got him in one-on-one coverage outside in the linebacker area, he was gone. He was going to make the catch, and he was going to score with it. So, again, and I think that's what we saw to Matt Forte this year. You saw the big runs. I think more runs over 50 yards than he's ever had in his career. And that one big play can put the fear into any defense. Now you've got to make sure you got the safeties in the right position. You're playing the right front. The linebackers don't get out of the way too quickly. And all those things that Matt is a threat on the inside, it helps that exterior exposure.
Let me ask you about Michael Bush. He had a nice long touchdown run. He had some success, but he struggled a little bit in short yard situations, not getting into the end zone from the 1 yard line. Obviously, it's not all his fault. A lot of other factors are involved. How would you evaluate how Michael Bush performed in 2013?
I think he's really valuable. He's a valuable part of this football team. I think you can put him in there and get the tough yards with him. He can go in there and block a linebacker at a point of a blitz. But again, I think when you talk about short yardage, it's everybody that's on the field. It's a difficult block to perform for the offensive line because it's such a short area to be profitable in. And Michael Bush does a nice job, but again, sometimes the challenge of the defense is the most challengeable 1 foot on an NFL football field.
Great stuff as always, Tom. That's a look at running backs. We'll be looking at wide receivers next on ChicagoBears.com.